Hey guys, one of the keys to the vivid vision exercise that you did in Tinker OnRamp was delivering that vision to your staff. It's a lot of work to get this all out of your head. It's a beautiful step when you get it all printed up on a nice poster and stuff. But what really matters, what really creates the impact that you want to have, is how you get your staff on board. And there are some people in this group who have done an amazing job of this. They've set up retreats or whatever, and they've taken their staff away and gotten them really hyped up about vivid vision. I've done it sometimes when it did okay, and sometimes when, to be honest, it kind of fell flat. I felt like I was just reading the posters to the staff, dictating what I wanted my vision to be. But just yesterday, I did it in a way that got my staff fired up. It got me fired up, and I want to share it with you. So the vivid vision for my gym is to change the lives of 7,000 people in Sault Ste. Marie. And I chose the number 7,000 because that's 10% of our city's population. And I think that if I can meaningfully impact, meaning like extend the quantity of years or improve the quality of years in somebody's life, 10%, then that will be leverageable because each of those, you know, 10% will have like a spouse, or each of those 10% will have coworkers, and their inspiring story should help other people find fitness, find nutrition, find exercise, whatever. And so hopefully this effect will just kind of trickle through my community. So 10% is my goal. And yesterday, being in the midst of lockdown number 4 in Canada, I asked my two longest serving coaches to join me for lunch. Mike's been with me for 16 years. Jess has been with me for 12. And I started with a whiteboard and said 7,000 clients on there. Okay. Now I know it's going to take me 30 years or whatever to get to 7,000 clients. And I said, guys, the first question that we have is how do we measure whether we've created meaningful change in their lives? And it was interesting to see the answers that my coaches came up with. So one of them was, they just tell us that we've created change in their lives. And we said, okay, yeah, that's great. And another one was, we have triggered a significant life event. So maybe, you know, they dumped a husband that was kind of a bum, and that was brought up like really early. Maybe they had the confidence to go get another job. You know, maybe CrossFit got me pregnant. That's what a bunch of our clients were saying in 2016. You know, so maybe like there's a significant life event. Another one that came up later on when we started going through the exercise was they started working at our gym and they still have a career in fitness somewhere else, you know, so that was like a dozen people right there. Another thing that we said was a good measure of like, have we changed their lives, is that 5 years after meeting us, they're still exercising. Even if it's not with us, we were the catalyst, get it, for that change, okay? And another sign was that they referred a friend or like a spouse or a parent or a child to us, because we know that like if we are creating a significant change in their life, then them bringing in like a parent or a child to us tells us that that change is probably more or less permanent, okay? So those were some of the criteria that my staff came up with. And I said, guys, I love this so much. You know, we've been doing this for 16 years now. I'd love to know who have we already changed? You know, if we went back in time and we looked at all of our client list, who would we say that we're starting with? Like, what number are we at now? And so this morning, one of the two coaches who was at lunch with me sent me this shared document. She'd been up all night thinking about this, and she was so fired up. And keep in mind, like, this is a 12-year coach, right? Like, there's not that much that really gets her super excited. She loves her job. She loves her clients. But, you know, this level of excitement is what you normally see in a new hire. And she sent me this shared Google Doc. And she just went 2 or 3 years back in our client list and started, like, tagging people out of Zen Planner. And she put them all in this spreadsheet. And she's got a couple of columns here, like, who they influenced or what our influence was. They're still exercising 5 years later, or they like referred a significant other or whatever the criteria was. And she shared it with me and Mike, and she already had 54 names on that list. And that was incredible. And I recommend everybody do this because just looking at this list shows you exactly what your impact has been on your community. And it doesn't matter how you measure, you know, have you significantly changed their lives? You can use my criteria. You can come up with other criteria, babies, weddings, whatever. But putting this all in one place really lets you see what kind of impact you're having out there. And on low days, when you feel like, oh, I'm not making the progress that I should, or other people in Two Brain are going way faster than I am, like, this is the list that really matters. You know, like, the KPIs are great, the revenue's great, the lifestyle goals, that's all awesome, right? Like, the careers that you're creating, okay, awesome. But this is like a measure of how many lives am I actually changing by choosing to continue this career path in fitness. And so I love this sheet so much that our next step is to actually go back into our archives, go back through our client lists from 2015 all the way back to 2005, kind of do a where are they now catch up, to text some of those people and say, hey, how's it going? To post more stuff on Facebook about like what our mission is and how we measure long-term change in your life and stuff like that. Even to ask people, hey, look, if Catalyst has changed your lives, my coaches would love to see it right now. Please let us know. And we also said we're going to clear off one wall of lockers at Catalyst, just paint it white, and just start writing initials until we get to 7,000 so that people can see that wall of like impact that we've had in the community. And this all just came about from delivering my vivid vision and asking two of my key staff, how do we know if we're being successful? I'm more fired up about my gym, honestly, than I've been in probably 5 years. The last couple of years have been especially tough, but now my key staff and I are really excited to continue. We're excited to continue for another 15 years or whatever it takes to get to 7,000. We're going to have a lot of media just naturally produced. And here's the cherry on top. Since I made a Facebook post a few hours ago about our mission, we've had three former clients sign up again, and we've had somebody reach out to our Facebook page too. Getting that kind of clarity is amazing, but the real key here is like everybody is on the same page. One final note about this. I said to my staff, look, I don't want more than 150 clients. You know, 150 is great for me. I thought they were going to say, we can't do it with less than 150. Instead, what they said was, could we make it 120? And I said, that's funny. Why are you saying we need to do it with fewer people? And what both coaches said was this. Every time we get over 150, we don't have enough coaches. We have to hire more. And then we hire these, you know, the people to coach. And unfortunately, there's a higher churn rate among the new coaches. So, you know, we have to manage more people, and they're more beginners, and they're good people, but they need to be taught. And the bigger that our staff gets, the more the work for the manager expands. And the more clients that we get, the more CSM support that we need for every single client. And, you know, the more clients we get, the harder it is to integrate everybody and introduce everybody and onboard people. And we have less space in our on-ramp and all this stuff. So they actually asked if we could figure this out with 120 clients. And I said, yeah, let me go back to the Two Brain model P&L, figure this out with 120 clients. That will help us learn what our ARM has to be. And then we can refocus our packages around that. And yeah, it was awesome. And I hope that if you guys do nothing else out of this, that you make up a spreadsheet of all the lives that you've changed, and you just kind of keep it in your browser for the days when you need to see it and feel good about this life choice that you've made to serve other people.